The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
It probably seems a bit strange to us that we have a memorial feast day centered around a building. And today, as today we celebrate the dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. However, to really understand why we celebrate the dedication of this building, we have to understand the fight that our church fathers engaged in relative to defining Mary as the Mother of God. Theological debate over Christ's nature as both divine and human was at a really high level in Constantinople in the early 5th century. And the chaplain of Bishop Nestorius began preaching against the Greek title Theotokos. In Greek, that's Mother of God, insisting that Mary could be nothing more than the mother of the human side of Jesus. Nestorius agreed with his chaplain, decreeing that Mary would henceforth be named Mother of Christ in his see. So they started calling Mary the Christotokos in Greek, the Mother of Christ only, of Jesus only. The people of Constantinople virtually revolted against their bishop, can you imagine? Because the belief in Mary being Mother of God had been a long-held belief that Jesus was both divine and human. Nestorius, the bishop, wasn't evil. He was just struggling to try to understand how Mary, a human being, could give birth to something not of creation, that is God. And so there was a lot of fighting, a lot of debate at the Council of Ephesus. And the matter was finally settled. It was decreed that Mary is indeed the bearer of God in the person of Jesus Christ. So first built under the orders of Pope Liberius in the mid-4th century, the Basilica was rebuilt by Pope Sixtus III shortly after that Council of Ephesus. And it was built to affirm Mary's title as Mother of God. This was in the year 431. And it was rededicated at that time to the Mother of God, St. Mary Major. It is the largest church in the world honoring God through Mary. And just think of the implications of a belief that Mary bore only a human being. Without our belief that Jesus is the second person of the Trinity, God in the form of man, the whole foundation of our faith crumbles. And that is why we celebrate the dedication of a church building, because it represents the very core of our faith, that Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, is true God and true man. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.